All right, welcome. Welcome back. We are on part two of life-changing income. And what I want to talk about today is perhaps the most important thing for, other than your mindset, for generating life-changing income. And after doing this for 15 years or more, I can tell you right now that this is the most critical piece of the pie that I want to talk about. And you have to own this. You have to understand this. You have to master this. The more time you put into this, the more likely you're going to succeed. And most people don't put a whole lot of time into this, and they don't know what they don't know, so I forgive them. But it really is that important, okay? It makes all the difference in the world. So what I'm talking about is you need an irresistible, smoking hot offer. This is an offer that you can really, truly, 100% get behind and really thoroughly market the snot out of it. Sell it aggressively and go all into the guts of selling it. You want to fully believe in this offer that you're promoting out there. You have to be madly obsessed in love with your offer. You're infatuated with it. It's your baby, okay? It's that important. I see a lot of people out there who have very vague, very wimpy, very broad offers. Okay, and I want to talk about this. You need a really good offer to succeed online, not some wimpy offer, not some piece of junk, not some affiliate offer you could care less about. A real offer that you are fully 100% behind, something you're going to sell and possibly be married to for a long time to come. If you have a really good, smoking hot, awesome offer, then it sells itself. It's all you need. You can write that offer down on a napkin with crayon and people will buy it from you. You don't need a $10,000 professional photo shoot. You don't need a $20,000 guru celebrity website. You don't need to go write a best-selling book and get it Amazon, you know, seller of the day and take screenshots of a bunch of reviews and, you know, be a New York Times best-selling author. You don't got to go be a social media diva with a million followers on Instagram. You don't have to do all of that. What you have to do, though, is you have to have a really good offer that people want to buy. You want to sell what they are already buying. You don't want to go reinvent the wheel. You don't want to come out with some obscure, weird, off the beaten path out in left field offer that nobody can even understand. You don't want your offer to be so complex and difficult that people don't even know what they're buying. They have to know what the gist of it is in just a 10, 15, 20, 30 seconds. That fast, they got to know what it is that you're doing, what you provide, what's your big promise, what's your hook, what's your unique selling proposition, what makes you different. What is your offer, right? This is most important. We see people out there who are all over the place. Their offers are confusing, complex, difficult, weird. We can't understand what it is. You know, if I have an offer that's, we will get you 20 appointments per month from LinkedIn, guaranteed. That's the offer. We're going to get you 20 appointments this month, guaranteed. From LinkedIn, high quality, pre-framed, warmed up appointments who are ready to do business with you, guaranteed. Go to webvance.com. That's the offer. That offer makes millions of dollars. It's a $1 million offer. It's not complex. It's not difficult. You don't have to study it in order to figure out what the hell it is. It is a good offer. You need a good offer. If you sell that for 2 months straight, every day, and write me and tell me how much money you're making, because it's that simple of an offer. Like, you know what's a good offer? We will get your pizza to you in 30 minutes or it's free. That was Domino's Pizza's offer, I remember, back in the 80s, 90s, and people would trip over themselves to get pizza from Domino's. Put them on the map. Made them $1 billion. Okay, like, it just happened overnight because their offer was so good. Here's another one, when it absolutely positively has to be there overnight. FedEx. So you need a really good, crystallized, dialed in offer that you're going to go out there and just sow the seed. Every day you're just sowing seed. You're just throwing seed on the ground. It's just every day. Some of that seed, you know, the birds are going to take it. It's not going to sprout until harvest. Some of that seed is going to get choked out by thorny weeds. Some of the seed is going to land on rocky ground and not fertile ground. But some of the seed is going to land on fertile ground and turn into a big harvest for you. But you just keep sowing the seed every day with expectations and the right mindset. If you have a good offer and you're just putting it out there, putting it out there, putting it out there, putting it out there, you know, getting in front of the right people, getting in front of the right people in the right way, eventually your ship's going to come in. Eventually you're going to start popping like popcorn, pop, 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 pop. Sales are going to start coming in like crazy. Then you're going to be like, why didn't I do this a long time ago? I made it so much harder than what I really needed to do. You know, so you really got to get your offer dialed in. It's critical. It's critical. I'll see like life coaches and I'm like, so what's your offer? And they're like, well, I can help them with their fitness. I can help them with their finances. I can help them with their parenting. I can help them lose weight and their health. I can help them with their mindset. I can help them with their spirituality. Get out of here. That's not a good offer. One good offer. One good hook. Okay, one good smoking hot offer. We'll run your Facebook ads for you. Just pay for the clicks. They got to know what that is. You don't pay for anything until we get you leads who convert. They're like, what is that? You see? So have a really good offer that captures their attention. You want an offer that like reaches through the internet and through the computer and grabs them by the eyeballs and sucks them into checking out what your offer is. What is this? They got to know. Again, if your offer is really good, you can write it on a napkin and people are going to buy from you. You don't need a big giant sales funnel. You don't need to run crazy amounts of ads. You don't need to go out there hunting down clients either. They'll come to you if you just sow the seed. You just put it out there. You understand? So having a really good offer is a game changer. I've taken clients under my wing for many years. For the longest time, it was my secret. I didn't really talk about it. Like I'd get clients to hire me and I'd say, you know, hey, I'm going to help you make at least a minimum of, you know, $20,000 per month guaranteed with my coaching. You want to come on board? And they're like, yeah, they come on board. First thing I do is like fix up their offer. Now you got a smoking hot offer. 20 grand a month is a piece of cake when you have a smoking hot offer and you stick it in front of the right people. So you want to sell what's already, they're already buying. Sell what's already being sold. Get in there and compete. Maybe make yours a little bit different. Maybe make yours a little bit better. For example, when, you know, back, I remember back in the 90s, Yahoo was the big search engine. Everybody used Yahoo. And that was their homepage. Everyone used Yahoo. Yahoo was the big granddaddy on, you know, on the block. And then along came Google. And Google just had the search bar. It didn't have all the blinking lights and the banners and all the confusion and all busy stuff. And it was just a better search engine. Just the results, right? And everyone, the grandmother, started using Google. Google wasn't, they just got in there and compete. People were already using search engines. They just did a better search engine. And look what happened. So that's you need an offer that people are already buying. I see people who are like, like one guy comes to mind. He basically like told me like 10 years ago that he was working on this magical software that was going to revolutionize the world. He was going to become a billionaire, right? Multi-billionaire. I mean, 10 years later, our paths come across each other. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? What you doing these days? And he's like, oh, I'm doing this, this, or that. And I'm like, oh, yeah? And he's like, remember that software I was working on? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, man, we're almost done. We ran into some snags, and we had this or that. I'm like, dude, you're still working on that software idea that I still don't even understand what the heck it does? That's just dumb. Meanwhile, you have a day job. You've been working for the man every night and day for how long now? 9 years. Dude, if you just would have sold what people are already buying, you would be making how much by now? Like, I think about it, like, and I'm like, you know, like my brother-in-law owns a landscaping business. I love it. I'm like, you know, what a good business. Grass is going to keep on growing. Trees are going to keep on growing. People are going to need to renovate stuff. They're going to need new patio blocks. They're going to need new landscaping, a new garden in the backyard. Like, you know, put some more shrubs in, plant a palm tree. Like, that's never going to stop. their people are always going to need that. What a great business. Sell what they are already buying. A cleaning business. People are going to want their stuff clean, their houses and their businesses. It's like people need their carpets cleaned. People need their roofs repaired. People need windows installed. You know, it's like, think about people need their hair cut. Yeah, your hair is going to keep on growing. I mean, not everybody, but lots of people. 150 million people in this country need a haircut. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying that sell what they're already buying. And it seems like it might be common sense, you know, to some people. They'd be like, oh, that's common sense. No, it is not common. Trust me, I have been coaching people for 15 years. And people come across my desk all the time, and I'm like, so what do you sell? And they're like, well, gonna be. And then 35 minutes later, I'm like, yeah, I don't know what you sell. I still don't get it. Like, who's your target market? Who's your client avatar? What do you do for them again? Help me understand. Like it doesn't work. I'll give you another example. This guy, client, he had software, invested tons of money into it. The software was to help you with time management. And like we were running leads for him. I'm like, dude, this is not converting well. People don't want time management software. I mean, I know you put in $1 million into this time management software, but what you really need to do is change the offer. That's going to increase the conversions the most. When I review someone's sales letter, I'm like, well, the number one thing we need to look at first, beside the headline and the copy and all that, is the offer. What's the offer that you're making? What's the big promise? What's the hook? What's the unique proposition that you're giving people? What's the big giant promise, right? And so when you look at it from that perspective, I mean, most people out there are getting it all wrong. So it comes down to, you know, really figuring out and focusing on what that offer is so people can get it in just a few seconds. Like if you're on the elevator with me and we're on floor 18 and I'm like, hey, how's it going, man? And you're like, hey, pretty good. How you doing? I'm like, good. I'm like, what you do for a living? And you're like, well, let me tell you what I do. And now we're already on floor 14. We're going down, right? So it's like you got 14 floors in about 38 seconds to tell me what you do and how it benefits me. If you're like, yeah, I drive leads on the internet for businesses, and we have an offer where we provide 20 guaranteed leads the first month, guaranteed. We use LinkedIn to do it. I'm like, for real? You could get me appointments from LinkedIn, like you do it for me? Like, what, do you have a business card? What's your name? What's your number? Man, let's hook up. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? It's an offer. I remember being at a barbecue type of thing with some kids from my son's school. I mean, some parents from my son's. There was a birthday party for one of the kids from my son's school. There was parents there, and I'm hanging out, and I know most of them. And then one guy's like, so what do you do? And I'm like, well, you know, we run Facebook ads for clients, right? That's an easy answer. And they're like, really? Well, I own this kind of business. Can you drive leads for me? And I'm like, absolutely. And then another guy's like, he does Facebook ads. Oh, really? Can you do Facebook ads? Like, oh, I need to get your card. Like, all of a sudden, I mean, all you got to do is open your mouth when it's something simple that you're offering. But people are out there trying to sell the craziest stuff. I mean, you're making it way too hard. It's not that hard. It's way easier than that. You don't got to make it so hard. Sell what they're already buying. If you're trying to sell something and cram it down someone's throat, and people aren't buying it at a certain time, you got to get rid of it. Oh, the software guy. So time management. I'm like, we got to change our offer, man. What do you do with the time management? Well, you know, like we can help people. I'm like, we got to talk about money. He's like, well, it can actually help people make more money. I'm like, tell me more about that. And he's like, well, like if a sales team is using it, then it helps the owner of the company or the manager to manage the sales team people's time. And I'm like, okay, now we're talking. I'm like, what if we do this? Can we manage their time to make them prospects and talk to more people? Absolutely, that's a big part of it. Can we make them follow up with people more often? And they're like, yep, we can do that too. Now we got a winner in marketing, man. Now we could go to business owners and managers and say, hey, we got this software. Guess what it does? It increases the sales of your sales team. We can up to 4x the amount of sales your current sales team is doing. Would you like to sell four times as much as you're currently doing? What business owner or manager on the planet would say no to that? We 4x your sales production. We can increase your revenue through your sales team 4x, 10x, whatever the hell you want to use. That's an offer. That's an offer they want to know about. That's an offer they want to buy. Okay? So mice will chew through a brick wall to get to the cheese. But if you don't have any cheese about yourself, you're not going to get any mice chewing through the brick wall to get your cheese. You need cheese. Restaurant. Family member owns a restaurant here in town. If I go to him and I say, hey, man, would you like to 4X the amount of catering gigs that you get? He's listening. I got a service, and it provides you up to 4 times more catering gigs than you currently get. Guaranteed. Is he going to listen? What restaurant doesn't want catering gigs? They make a lot of money from catering events. That's cheese to them. Restaurant owners will chew through a brick wall to get to the catering cheese. You see what I'm saying? What is the cheese? On my coaching call today with my VIPs, one of my clients targets financial advisors. And he said, hey, Eric, do you have any advice on bait or lead magnets we can use to go after financial advisors? And I was like, yes, I can give you some really great bait for that because we've actually targeted financial advisors since the 1990s. It's a great market. So let me just tell you what financial advisors' cheese is. I'll tell you right now on this call, this episode. If you've listened to this far, here's a treat for you. You know what financial advisors' cheese is? Financial advisors will chew through a brick wall to get to this cheese. You want to know what it is? Here's what it is. High net worth individuals. 4 words. High net worth individuals. High net worth affluent people. If they know you're a high net worth individual, they will chew through a brick wall to talk to you. So if I'm talking to a financial advisor and I say, hey, Mr. Financial Advisor, guess what I got for you? I could provide you with high net worth individuals. You in? That financial advisor would be a royal, flaming, neon festering moron to ignore that. He would be taking food off of his kid's table if he was to ignore that. That is the cheese that financial advisors need. So as an offer, hey, Mrs. Financial Advisor, guess what I got for you? High net worth individuals. I will provide them for you. You close the deals. Would you like to talk to more high net worth individuals? She would be a royal, flaming, neon, nuclear moron to ignore that. She's taking food off of her children's table by not taking that call and talking to you about that offer. You see, I could do workshops in Austin, Texas, where I live. And I can invite people to come to my workshop. And I could tell them the price is $10,000 a person. If you want to come to my workshop in Austin, Texas, I will show you point blank my secrets on how to make $100,000 per month online, only working 20 hours or less per week. Interested? Here's the price, 10 grand. I'll get you a ticket. I'm only allowing 15 people in the room, though, because it's small, it's intimate, and I don't want all my secrets getting out there for cheap. So you're going to have to sign a non-disclosure agreement, and you can fly over here to Austin, Texas, and I'll show you what I know. It'll change your life. You in? People will chew through a brick wall to get that $100,000 per month income strategy from me and my secrets. In fact, people have flown to Austin, Texas from New Zealand, from Singapore, from the great state of Canada. It's a joke. To come to Austin, Texas and learn from me and spend that kind of money. Why? Because I've got the cheese. They will chew through a brick wall to get to the damn cheese. So if your offer is confusing, if your offer is all over the place, if your offer is too vague and broad and ridiculous and dumb and doesn't work, then that's the problem. So if you want to make life-changing income, have an offer that people have to buy. Have an offer that's irresistible. Have an offer that's a smoking hot offer that people will chew through a friggin' brick wall to get your offer. That's when they hunt you down. That's when you become the hunted instead of the hunter. That's when your life will change, your kids' lives will change, and your grandkids' lives will change because you have a great friggin' offer that people cannot deny. It's an offer they can't refuse. You've got to have it. Stop having wimpy damn offers. Pisses me off. Okay, I'm out. Gone. on. Bye. See you on the next call.